popular questions on the internet. Taylor and Spencer are joining for Friday.
Happy
and,
Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Let's get into it. Welcome, welcome in, guys. So good to see you. It's Friday, and as I just learned like an hour ago, it's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, how did you not know that?
I don't keep track of like federal holidays at all. They just creep up on me, so then I get the surprise of knowing I have a three-day weekend.
Well, now you can't make like fun Labor Day weekend plans because it's already upon us.
No, this is very true, but my weekend plans consist of me sitting on my couch and chilling, so it was going to be that regardless.
Watching Euphoria or whatever you Gen Z degenerates.
Yeah, that's exactly what my weekend's going to look like, minus the Euphoria. We'll figure out something else to do, but I'm going to be chilling, straight chilling, all weekend, every weekend. And you guys have any, you know, special plans?
Yeah, I'm going to, so it's been on my LA bucket list. I've been here 5 years and I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl, which is like a famous amphitheater. Well, I've been to the Hollywood Bowl, but not to every Labor Day weekend. John Williams, the famous conductor who scored all these awesome films like Harry Potter, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Jaws. Did he do Jaws? I think he did Jaws. Anyways, he conducts a live orchestra with scenes as they play scenes from the movie. So I'm going to that tonight, actually, and then going to SoCal's Wine Country, Temecula this weekend. So I have like a whole big thing.
I'm so surprised how specific you're being about the location you're going to be in.
Oh yeah, if you see me out there, guys, come find me.
Come on out, Taylor.
I ain't scared.
As long as you're not crazy, come find Taylor.
No one ever stops me in public. I go anywhere with you, and it's people like, oh my God, I love you.
No, people have stopped you before. I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've seen it.
That's Spencer. Just because they thought I was a racist or something.
Spencer, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to be at home.
Spencer's chilling. Straight chilling, too.
Chilling.
We're on the chill train, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, let us know what you're going to be doing this Labor Day weekend in the comments down below. Without further ado, we're going to hop on it. We're going to r/AskReddit and looking at the most popular questions on the page today. Number one, coming in with a doozy. How do you think you're going to die?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you guys give this much thought?
Wait, is it how we want to die or how do you
think you're going to die? I was reading through some of the answers on this. They're like heart disease, brain cancer. I already have it. I'm going to fall down the stairs at an old age. It's like crazy stuff.
Yeah, I don't like at risk of sounding insensitive. Mm-hmm. I kind of like hope I don't just like whittle away of old age. I'd rather like go out with a bang. Yeah.
Mm, live fast, die young.
Yeah.
Not
like,
me.
Especially, I don't want to live those extra like 5 years from 90 to 95, depending on my quality of life. If I'm still like able to move around and have my wits about me, then sure. As long as that's possible, great. But that I hope it's not just like whittling away on a hospital bed because that's so sad.
Oh, I've never given it much thought. I imagine it's
I still haven't answered
be...
the question.
Yeah. No, how do you think you're going to die realistically?
I don't know. Probably that, honestly.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope to think I'll get old and just die of, you know, natural causes.
Okay.
Everybody so two boring answers. That, right? What do you think, Spencer?
Yeah.
I hope I die by eating a cheeseburger, but the way I most realistically will die is honestly just like, can I get into a car crash or something?
Get into a car. Yeah, you're a little speed demon, Spencer. Yeah. We all know it.
Gosh, hopefully a one vehicle involved.
Yeah,
run into a tree or something. Yeah. You don't want to be other.
Take yourself out.
Maybe out of the ocean, off a cliff.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, what's a more interesting answer to how I think I'm going to die? I don't know. Maybe some random stalker on the internet is going to track me down. You know?
Well, maybe Taylor.
At the Hollywood Bowl is going to find me.
Exactly. Taylor's gone tonight. I'm so sorry. You should have never said
it's been
that.
Real, guys.
I would never tell anybody where I'm going to be on any given night.
You have a lot more creepers than me. I don't get weirdos in my DMs asking me for feet pics.
Here's my thing, though. Like my philosophy on this is that it only takes one person. Like it doesn't matter if you have 300,000 followers on any given social media platform or you have 10. Obviously, your likelihood increases with the more you have, but it takes one person. My mom used to always get upset with me, right? Because I would always be like, I'm so afraid of getting murdered or kidnapped or my plane crashing or whatever from the sky. And my mom's like, statistically, that is very unlikely. And as a kid, I used to be like, well, somebody's got to get murdered. Oh. Well, somebody's plane has got to crash. And my mom will be like, shut up. Stop saying that.
I'm just as likely to be the one out of a million than anyone else is likely to be it. So,
yeah, exactly. Somebody's got to get murdered.
Well, by that same logic, somebody's got to win the lottery. So
this is also true. It's a true across the board.
Is that lottery ticket still unclaimed? That one, that crazy amount?
I think it was claimed. I think they found it. And then, yeah, because it was like a big news story that they won like $1.3 billion, but then after taxes, they got like
400.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
400 million?
400 million. Still a crazy amount of money. Yeah.
Right.
But when
it's
you
the
factor
biggest
in
scam.
The taxes.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's sleeping well.
Yeah, the government basically ends up with the money out from all the poor people who buy lottery tickets again. It's like a biggest scam. Anyways, I'm sorry. Let's not get off track here.
Let's not get off track. Let's continue. Guys, you answer down below how you think you're going to die. I see some of you commenting like, I'm way too young to be worried about this. And facts. You don't want to manifest your death. I don't believe in manifestation, but you certainly don't want to manifest your death if that were a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to go there.
Next
if you guys do have interesting answers, we will read them on the show. So please comment and participate with us.
Taylor's watching chat. Spencer's watching chat. I'm semi-watching chat. Next question. What should be universally free? No ifs, ands, or buts.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
That's a really tough one.
My immediate thought is like water. Water becomes my immediate thought.
Okay.
You know, if there's any socialist left in me, it's like, man, should we really have people paying for water? It's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
I think that's my immediate thought.
American citizens should be free. No ifs, ands,
like,
or buts.
Okay,
free from tyranny.
You could answer like food, but people are capable of like growing their own food, sourcing their own food. If we really got to that point in civilization, like shelter, you can't universally make shelter free for everybody. Water has to be like, it's natural to the earth, has to be somewhat sourced. So if like you're not in an area that has water, you're still going to need water. You know, if I had to make something free, it'd probably be water.
Yeah. I mean, going a step beyond that, I've always thought it'd be dope if, like, the internet was just free to everybody. And, like, you could just have a free Wi-Fi for a whole city, whole state, whole country. Like, Elon Musk did the Starlink thing.
Right.
So
that's true.
It's like, why can't we just have... Because think of, like, how... I mean, it could also... You could argue that it would melt the humanity's brains if they get on TikTok with the internet.
Right.
But think of, like, give the game changer that is to accessing all the information available in the world. Just, you know, for free. That'd be pretty dope.
You know what? I stand corrected. Isn't water free? There's like water fountains and stuff everywhere.
Oceans.
Water fountains. I mean, there's like springs and rivers and lakes and oceans and stuff. So
clean drinking water. Is clean drinking water free? Because I know, well, at least in America it is. Like we got drinking fountains and stuff. Like
Linda says speech. That's a good one.
Aw, come on, y'all. Too conservative for your own good. How
honestly, though, like, when you're talking about no ifs, ands, or buts, like,
I love it. That's
a society
so funny.
That enshrines those fundamental rights, like America, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness,
it is
baby.
True.
Like, that's all you really need.
It is true. I appreciate you guys.
And you bet on yourself for
I'm
the
thinking
rest.
Out of the box here, though, national parks. You got to pay to get in those. Those places are beautiful. They're already, like, they should not be.
You know,
well,
I
understand why they are charging a little bit to preserve them.
Right, right.
But
fair enough.
I don't want to have to pay $20 to go see the Grand Canyon.
I think they're a little bit out over their skis with how much they charge people to get in some of these national parks. I feel like they're like pocketing. You know what? Okay, how about this, guys? Okay. Tolls on roads. Why?
Oh.
Why? What is up with that? Because
it's
my taxpayer dollars went to creating
built the
road.
In the first place.
Yeah, my taxpayer dollars built the road. Okay. Why am I now paying
Plus
to be on the road?
Taxed.
I know.
You had a sales tax for the car to get on there. All these taxes.
Like, am I a socialist?
We have taxation without representation. Uh-oh. I'm about to throw some tea in an ocean.
Tolls are expensive in LA, for the record.
We're about to go dig up some gravel off these roads. We're about to go unpave these roads is a form of protest, ladies and gentlemen.
Apparently.
Okay. Anybody put anything interesting down below? So somebody said movies. Somebody said air. Y'all, air is free.
Electricity. The
electricity,
movies.
That's a big ask. You know how expensive that would be if
well,
electricity
if we would
free?
Just freaking switch to nuclear and stop insisting on wind and solar, these inefficient sources.
Someone
that
said
are
the right to live.
Don't get me on my soapbox. The right to live?
The right to live.
I mean, that's in the Constitution, right to life. It's the first one listed.
Right, right.
Or actually, that's that declaration.
I do like how someone did say moonshine.
That's aiming high. Next question here. What is one small action you find to be rude? I had one. I was thinking about this. I was like, okay, what is one small action I find to be rude? If not rude, extremely irritating when somebody is on their phone, right? And they're like reading something and they go like, whoa, or like, ha, ah, that's so funny. And then the other person goes, what? And then they don't answer. You don't answer. Really, if you exclaim something while on your phone or like looking at something and I ask you what, and you don't answer me, you're done. We're not friends anymore.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't ask what, like just when you're in front of other people and you're like,
yeah.
And then like,
well, that was
play it like you made us, you got everyone's attention. Like you have to like follow that up, man.
If you do that to me,
don't write texts you can't cash.
You're
you know?
Fired. You're fired if you do that to me. I can't stand that.
Canceled.
Like, oh, what's so funny? Oh, what happened? All right, thanks.
No, before the show, Amal and I were talking. I said, people using their phones at the dinner table, whether you're on a date, whether you're with your friends, if you pull out your phone and you're sitting at a table of like 4 to 6 people, whatever, and you're sitting there,
right,
and someone's just on their phone, like, what's the fun in that? Especially if you're on a date, someone pulls out their phone, goodbye.
I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that, especially on a date.
That's a classic one.
Classic. Classic. Yeah. Do you have one, Taylor? It's a small action you find to be rude.
Well, I mean, I have a very simple rule in driving. It's like the golden rule of driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like drive in such a way as you wish everyone else would drive, basically. Mm. So I don't care if you pull in front of me, but just don't make me slow down, you know, like stuff like that. So, if the small action of pulling in front of me and making me interfering with my driving in any way, I find that to be rude. I go out of my way when I'm driving to make sure that I'm not making other people slow down in any way by the way I'm driving. So
fair enough. Some YouTube chat comments. Mason Pyle says speakerphone in public.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That is so weird. 876 Van Red said speakerphone in the movie theater. First of all, who is doing that? And they're a menace to society.
Yeah.
That's menacing.
That's jail.
That is
straight to jail.
Joker villain arc.
Someone, Andrea on Facebook said, when you hold the door open for someone and they don't say thank you.
Ooh, that is a good one. Mm. That is a good one. Say thank you. Mind your P's and Q's, ladies and gentlemen. Shopping carts left in parking spaces, says Robert Higgins.
That's true.
That's frustrating.
It's rude. Yeah. It's rude. I kind of don't mind if people put them like in random places that are still out of the way.
Okay. Hot take.
Still wish they would just walk and put it in the.
That's true.
Put it in the thing. You know, do your civic duty.
But it's kind of like if so many other people have left them all over the place, and I'll just be like, okay, I'll be one more, but never leave it somewhere that's going to inconvenience someone else.
Jessica Sapien says a small action I find rude is when you're speaking to someone or someone is speaking to you and they're not making eye contact. That one, I thought about that and I was like, oh, that doesn't bother me as much. As long as I know that my words are landing and you're hearing what I'm saying and you're responding to me, I don't mind that.
I'm like not breaking eye contact now because I don't want to be
just staring at my
eyes. Like,
no, sometimes I like think better when I kind of stare off into space and I'm focusing on what I'm trying to say, you know? So I sympathize with people who need to break eye contact in order to speak, but.
Fair enough. Last one. Sup, my dude. Super chatted. Said, one thing I find rude is when people block sidewalks with their cars in their driveway. I'm a runner and it drives me absolutely freaking bonkers. I can't relate because you'll never catch me running a day in my life if it's not a quick jog on the treadmill.
Yeah. And we live in LA and we don't have driveways. We live in apartment buildings. So.
Yes.
We
do have a driveway.
That's true. We just can't relate on any level. Next one. What is a hill that you would die on that most people couldn't care less about? I have one in this actually right now. Could not care less. This is how you say it. It's not I could care less. I hear so many people.
Meta.
I've even watched movies where the screenwriter will write I could care less for the character. And I'm like, who allowed this to get through? Who did not catch it? It is I could not care less.
It's just one of those things that kind of has seeped into the cultural zeitgeist and idiom that's just okay to use. I could care less. People just say it. It's just like, you know what they mean, even though if you actually think about it, it makes absolutely
people
no sense.
Use them interchangeably too. I couldn't and could.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Which it makes no sense.
It's kind of like the word caramel or caramel.
Oh.
If you look at it spelled out, it's got a second A in there. Yes. It's caramel. But I grew up saying caramel And it never, well. And but then like my logical brain is like, I can't do that anymore because mm-hmm. it's just not but right.
The other one is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my gosh.
And then you say you vacation in the Caribbean.
No, that's just a special rule for that one. Yeah. It's what Pirates of the Caribbean. You just have to say it like that. Yeah. But if you're going to the Caribbean, you got to say Caribbean. I don't know why that one, you just can't
true.
Say Pirates of the Caribbean. Whoever says that?
Nobody.
No.
And if they do, they're fired.
Jail. Straight to jail.
Do you guys have any other hills you die on? That people can't care.
Oh, I know one.
Couldn't care less about.
Pineapple on pizza. I love it.
Pineapple someone on else pizza.
Said that. Did someone else say that?
I don't understand why it's so controversial. It's like, talk about olives on pizza or something. Like, it's any topping. Some people like it, some people don't. Why do we make such a big deal out of pineapple?
This is true.
Because it's fruit. I guess tomatoes are
it's
fruit
just one of those things that people like to be, like to have an opinion on, I think. Apparently. I think it just is. Apparently. Okay. Ooh, okay, and that one's kind of boring. Let's see. What's the best answer to being called ugly?
Your mom's ugly.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are.
Just any of those juvenile. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me.
What is the best response to being called ugly?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you? I don't know.
That's rich coming from someone who looks like they fell off the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Damn.
That's what? Taylor circa 2002?
Yeah, kind of like 98.
I don't know. I always think, like, okay, what is the response somebody's looking for when they call you something? They're looking for a rise out of you. They're looking at you. They're looking for you to deny it. So just be like, yeah. Totally.
Just lay on the ground like a slug.
I'm really ugly.
Just be like, yeah, I'm totally, totally ugly. Thank you so much for acknowledging that. I already knew that, but thank you for saying it. And they're just like, okay, well, now I feel bad. Now that is not exactly
this one, I'm
what
curious,
I wanted.
Like, what did people on Reddit say in response to this? Can we see?
Yeah. Let's look. There's...
What's the best answer to being called ugly? What's the most upvoted?
I give you this to work with, and that's the best insult you can come up with? Lame.
Why did that get upvotes?
Horrible. Let's keep scrolling. Hopefully
okay,
that's
Reddit
all
sucks.
We have in common. Lame. Yeah. Lame.
They need to try harder.
Okay, we're better than Reddit, apparently. So far, yeah. I like our answers.
I like our answers better.
How about the audience? You guys have anything?
Someone
it's in the
said,
eye of the beholder.
Someone said, aw, we match.
Ooh.
Cool.
Better ugly on the outside than ugly on the inside.
Oh.
Classic.
Wholesome. Yep. That's wholesome.
Wholesome. Yeah. Wholesome. Classic.
Wait, someone, Jim FC Greg on YouTube said, just laugh, continue laughing even when they get confused and walk away.
Just hold it. Just keep going. Just
you
act
say,
like
coming from you, I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, that's good. There you go.
Ooh, you get the reaction gift. For the guy who grabs his face. Like,
yeah, I really don't have anything there. I don't have anything there. Let's
almost
see.
Like no one's ever called me ugly, so I
no,
wouldn't know.
I've been called ugly on many an occasion.
You were also
many
called Hot Uncle Ruckus, though. So
I also
that's...
was called Hot Uncle Ruckus. So these are things I will
different
take
kind
with
of
me.
Insult.
It's a different kind of insult. It's the good kind of insult. Okay. Let's see. Boring, 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 boring. I'm trying
if
to find
you guys
a good
in
question.
The chat, by the way, have any interesting questions like. Answer the internet, fascinating questions, questions that are thought-provoking.
Yeah, drop them in there.
Drop them in.
Yes, please do.
If they're good enough, we will answer.
Here's one. What's a red flag about yourself?
Oh.
Ooh.
What is my red flag?
This is a hard one.
I don't know. I'm very like...
I have them.
You know the big five personality traits? Like
yeah.
The ocean. I'm like... super high in conscientiousness and super low in like neuroticism, which is like emotion and stuff. So mm-hmm. I guess I'm like very rational and kind of stoic about things. So I have to think about how other people are feeling to try to identify with their emotion, you know?
I saw someone in the chat, Gambam, said the exact same thing I probably would have said is I talk too much. I talk way too much.
You talk too much. I think as much as I talk on this show, in relationships, I feel like I talk too little. I just like listening to the person that I'm with. I'm like, oh yeah, I agree with that.
Anything you want.
My boyfriend will literally be like, talk more, like give me more response. But I'm like, oh, I talk all day. I just don't feel like... I'm like, mm-hmm. Yes, tell me more about that. Tell me more. I'm an audience member in my personal life, I think.
I don't know Speak. If that's a good or bad thing.
No.
Sounds like therapy. What other red flags do I have? I feel like you guys would know my red flags better than I would know my red flags. I can be agreeable to a fault sometimes. There's that.
That's true.
I don't know if that's a red flag. Is that a red flag?
You're nice. Like you're
my red flag can't be I'm too nice.
No, I work too hard. I care too much. You know, it's classic.
Too much of a perfectionist. You know, guys, I don't get the job done unless it's done right, and that's a red flag for me.
I laugh too loud at dumb jokes. I don't know. If that's a red flag. Mm. Somebody said that in the chat.
Okay. Somebody said that. Somebody sent in a super chat. No one of consequence says, in regards to what you said about taxes, we need a fair tax, which is basically a flat national sales tax. It would eliminate the IRS, which is probably why it'll never be instituted. I've never read about such a thing or known about such a thing.
I mean, that sounds better than adding 86,000 new agents to the FBI and who are going to audit every transaction of over $600. I'm all in for this idea from No One of Consequence. That idea is of consequence. Thank you, sir. Or man.
I think How it's formal. A sir or man. Other red flags, man. I'm very, like, once I've reached a certain point in a relationship where I feel like, or like in a friendship or anything where I feel like I've just been acutely disrespected, I will just go cold. Like, so quickly. You'll be like, this girl is evil.
Wow.
Yeah, but it takes a lot. Like I'm like you guys said, I'm a pretty nice person. So if you get to the point where I'm like I'm angry to the point of just like look at you and dead in your face, yeah.
Wow,
it's a red flag probably.
I hope I'm never on your bad side. That sounds
Taylor,
horrible.
Spencer and Taylor have never been on my bad side ever. Okay, what's something others consider normal but you find disgusting?
I immediately go to like food and stuff.
Mushrooms are disgusting.
Mushrooms are gross.
Is gross.
Mushrooms are gross.
They're like just the texture.
Yeah, and the taste.
Mushrooms pasta are delicious.
It's just they're not
negativo. Negative
you're not
ghost
supposed
rider.
To eat that. Anything that's like weird and squishy like that. It's just no.
Weird and squishy is not supposed to be the case. Somebody said pickles, and
pickles
you're fired.
Are great.
Pickles are amazing. Somebody said kissing.
Oh.
That's a hot take.
That is a very hot take. Wow, guys. Maybe you haven't kissed the right person.
This is a hard one, though.
Steak is gross? Are you kidding me?
No.
My wife doesn't eat steak.
Steak is great.
She doesn't eat steak?
No.
That's a red flag.
Not,
steak
I know.
Steak is
but
great.
It just goes to show you, I guess. Not all red flags are red flags.
I'm trying to find another one that's interesting here. Anything in the chat?
Someone said, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Come on.
People drop better questions in the chat. Let's go.
Oh my gosh, some of these are really...
not great.
No, some of them are just really deep. Like, what makes you wake up in the morning?
Like, my alarm.
I'm not trying to get all that deep. That is true.
My cat.
Okay. How old are you, Spencer?
23.
Oh, never mind. It says people over age 25. What's your advice to younger people? Taylor, you're the only person who can answer that.
Answer it, Taylor.
My advice. That's so broad.
Address Amla and myself. What is
your... Read books.
Wow. Okay.
Short and sweet.
Mr. Rogers,
you'll be smarter and a better human being who can think.
What is your greatest flex?
Interesting.
I have my answer. It's so cheeseball, man.
What's your flex?
My
you go
boyfriend's
first.
My greatest flex, boy.
Your what?
So my boyfriend's my greatest flex.
Your boyfriend?
Yes.
Wow.
Top tier.
Okay.
Top tier.
Kind of a cop-out answer.
Yeah.
How is that a cop-out answer? That is my greatest... my greatest flex. Other than what other great flexes?
You're like a nationally famous person, and you're like
that's not a flex.
My boyfriend.
That's not a flex.
It is in most
people's
minds.
Anybody can turn on their iPhone and become famous now.
This is.
I don't know that that's a flex.
This is. So what makes you answer the way you answer?
What makes me answer my boyfriend is my greatest flex? Oh, y'all want to get an extra cheese ball today? The man is just so smart, such a problem solver, so charming. always there. He's like miles ahead, smarter than me. Just a great bang up guy. How's that?
Bang up guy.
Bang up guy.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
I could go on, but we'll have that in another
Taylor,
video.
What is your?
What's your greatest flex?
What's your greatest flex?
Okay, well, since Amla gave a cop-out answer, I'll give a
cop-out answer. That is a great answer.
Well, now if I don't say my wife, I'm like I'm a total a-hole.
Okay, well, say your wife, your and then do your second greatest flex.
Besides marrying my amazing, beautiful, hot, intelligent, kind
wife. Taylor's wife. I don't know if anybody knows her name yet.
Who reads way more books than me.
That is true. She does read more than you.
No, because of my crazy upbringing and just happening to have a knack for it, I'm pretty much fluent in three foreign languages. Spanish, Portuguese,
cool.
and French.
Yeah.
That's a flex.
That is a flex.
Yeah. It's really my random kind of semi-useless talent. That, and I can quote the entire first hour of Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings, from memory.
He can do that.
Yeah. I would do it now, but nobody would want to hear that, so I won't put you through
it. But I don't think Amla would.
Yeah.
For a fact, though, my greatest flex, I can remember lyrics from a song that came out like 15, 20 years ago by heart.
Okay. Mm. Like mainly any song, like you could just throw them at it. I have a pretty big song Rolodex as well. You know this.
Yeah, I do not, and you know that. We play a game sometimes where like Amla will play some like recent modern popular song or pop music or rap music or something, and she'll play it for me, and I'll be like, is it Missy Elliott?
Yeah,
and then I'll try
so
to find
bad.
Some like Simple Plan or some like, you know, 2000s kid, Good Charlotte song or some deep track from Taking Back Sunday and be like, do you know who this is? But she knows way more of mine than I know of yours.
Yeah, you're well versed in music.
You're Doja Cat.
I'm pretty.
Whatever you kids listen to these days.
What can I say? I know a lot of songs. What a flex. okay. Oh my gosh, what keeps you going even when you give up? We're not going to do that.
Deep.
What, in your opinion, is the most attractive accent?
Oh, we've had this conversation in the social media room here.
Spicy.
A lot recently.
Mm. French.
Very, very. Yep. French is my answer.
French is the answer. French is the answer.
French is just objectively the prettiest language. Although, like, French people speaking English, honestly, is not like the prettiest.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I mean. So that's the accent. So, like, that's a French accent. You just said it's not. So.
Well, wait, do a French accent in English. Do it right now.
It depends also. Like, you could be...
You want to hear me talk like a French person? Amela, you are so pretty.
Wow.
You want to go on a date with me?
Okay, like, maybe not. Maybe I take it back.
That's a little over the top, but that's not the prettiest accent. It's the prettiest language.
Okay.
What's the most attractive accent is the answer.
In the chat,
most
help
attractive.
Us
attractive.
British, honestly,
British.
Posh British. Is
British,
very nice.
Or,
but you can have like that very like Cockney.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think for men, an Australian accent sounds pretty manly. I don't know if for girls if that's an attractive accent, but Australian
Aussie's
and British
good.
Accents sound,
you know,
very attractive to me.
I think I'm gonna go South African.
South African.
That's a good one.
I mean, besides
like
my wife's mild southern accent, which is the most perfect accent in the whole world.
It's nice, mild.
So that's South African, probably.
Nice. Okay, super chat from JNMan09 says, hi, Amla. I hope you had a great trip in the UK. I'm going next month. Miss you and Will together. I want to see you do a collab with Candace. Well, you guys can go check out the Candace show. I've been on there
a few times.
3 or 4 times now.
Been a minute. Let me get you back on there.
It has been a hot minute. This is very, very true.
If you guys want Amla to...
Wait, you're not Candace Owens? I didn't realize that.
No.
I quit. We're done for the day.
I'm done.
Bye, guys.
Signing off.
Bye, guys.
Sorry, she loves us.
Since Taylor cut me off, if you want to see her on the Candace show, like this video. Comment.
This is very true. Like this video. Comment.
And by the way, what are we doing that's brand new this month? You not remember?
Emails.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, guys. Yes, if you want to give us specific requests for like content you want to see, plus get an extra video every single month just for you guys. We want to get you guys on our email list, our little newsletter. Keep you updated with everything that's coming back from Unapologetic Live. I think Taylor's going to drop it in the chat as well as having it in the description, and you guys can put your email in, and I will send you my little own personalized email. You'll get some updates from PragerU on their other videos and things like that, but it will be highlighted for my content, Unapologetic stuff. So if I ever put out merch, you'll be the first to know. We'll do discounts on that through the email. You'll get one video every single month that is exclusively for you on my email list.
Yeah, and we're talking about, if you guys let us know, we've talked about maybe starting a Discord where you guys can, like, upvote topics, things we talk about on the show. So all kinds of possibilities. But basically, if you want to be on the ground level of the exclusive stuff with having to do with Unapologetic, with Amala, sign up. We just dropped that in the chat. It's in the description of this video. But emails.
Yeah, and eventually we'll, like, put out, like, different topics we want to cover on the show, and you guys can vote on them and tell us what you want, and then we'll do your videos.
It sounds old school, but honestly, with, like, big tech, we never know if YouTube's going to strike us down or Facebook censors us or whatever, so this is a way we have a direct line of communication with you. So many benefits for so little effort. Just give us your email.
Too much stuff and not enough space.
Right? So much time, so little to do, just like Willy Wonka.
Okay, guys, what's your biggest fear in this moment, right now?
Oh, being robbed.
Wow.
Greatest fear?
Greatest fear right now is being robbed. It's happening left and right in LA, and I even as a guy, still concerned, LA, you can be robbed of whatever you have on you, even if it's nothing.
Yeah, I'm hella paranoid all the time, so probably getting kidnapped or moited. You don't want to get moited.
I mean, I don't want to be robbed or murdered, but I don't, like, walk around with a fear of those things.
I don't know.
No. I mean, I'm, like, smart about it and, like, try not to put myself in a situation where I'd be vulnerable to it, but...
Okay, correction. She did say in this very moment. In this very moment, I am.
Stick him up, Spencer. Give me your wallet.
No, but today I'm not, like, terrified.
That is my biggest fear, maybe just in life in general.
I don't know.
Chose a bad career for that being my largest fear. Probably.
For me, I guess right now it's like misspeaking, saying something crazy on this podcast and getting myself fired or getting PragerU knocked off of YouTube because I said something crazy.
PragerU cancels Taylor.
Yeah. People talking crazy.
Taylor cancels PragerU.
You can't go talking crazy. Okay. Boring, boring, boring. Let's find another one.
Reddit's kind of disappointing us today with the...
What are you mad about?
What are you mad about? What type of... your phobias?
I'm going to go on a rant for 30 seconds here.
Saw
a post this morning on Instagram. It said that all-day breakfast was coming back to McDonald's. Turns out someone screenshotted a press release from 7 years ago, cut out the date, posted it, and it went everywhere.
And
it went
Spencer's
viral, and I was
pissed.
Very pissed off this morning. My entire office heard me. That's all.
Wow. I never knew that all-day breakfast went away.
COVID killed all-day breakfast.
Well, I didn't realize this was something that, you know, people were jonesing for.
Up my McDonald's game, apparently. Get back in the loop.
I don't even have it that often. It's just when you want a McGriddle.
Just knowing that you can just makes you happier walking around throughout your day.
Exactly.
Just, you know what? If I wanted to. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I could go to McDonald's right now.
I could get a McMuffin right now.
I could get
Not that I will. I can't.
Haven't done it in 2 years, 4 years, but I could.
Do you guys believe in horoscopes? And here's if so, why?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No,
They're just the most general thing.
I was at a birthday dinner a couple weeks ago, and with some friends and it was the most LA conversation I've ever heard in my life because they started talking about their pets' horoscopes.
Oh yeah, that's not a thing.
Your dog, it's like two, how many layers deep can we go in the dumb
jail. What does that even mean?
Jail. They need to, like, go to jail.
They do.
You need to be sent to jail. It's just like the most, horoscopes are the most general thing ever. It's like, Gemini, you have a mom and you have a dad. And
I know. I feel like we need someone pro horoscope in here.
We're not pro horoscope here.
Human interaction is very important to your development, Gemini.
Right.
It's like, okay, yeah. Of course you're describing me. Of course that relates. Of course that resonates. It's ridiculous.
Right. On the scale of, like, general pleasantries about personality types and random things, it's like horoscope is like the one I take the least seriously. Mm-hmm. Then, like, Enneagram's barely above that. And then the Myers-Briggs. And then, like, ocean is actually, like, a real, like, scientific method applied to it, where it's a human personality, big five traits, the one that Jordan Peterson uses. And the Myers-Briggs is, like, just outdated psychometrics.
Absolutely.
That was developed in the 60s. But anyways, horoscopes is just complete and utter hogwash.
Yeah.
I feel like growing up and living here in LA, you will find people that will be like, what's your sign? Like the first question.
Oh, it's the first thing.
It's kind of terrifying.
It's so annoying.
I've seen girls be like, oh, I can't date you because you're a Capricorn, or I can't date you because you were born in June.
Imagine.
Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And I've like, okay, do you think it's within the realm of possibility to give them, you know, devil's advocate on behalf of the horoscope people? Do you think there's any possibility that like the position of the stars and the sun in relation to where the time you were born and that could have any impact whatsoever on like patterns of things? Like, you know, people talk about like birth order and stuff like that and how that affects you psychologically. Could the positioning of the stars and astronomy and all that stuff somehow influence your personality in any way?
Well, it's like something you have to be agnostic towards, because how could you know? So you'd have to be like, oh yeah, it's totally possible, but also, you know, that nothing is really leaning in that direction. If I went on a date and a guy was like, oh my gosh, so nice to meet you, let's get started, what's your sign, I'd be like, ooh, okay, yep,
that's the red flag.
It's been great. I would be like, yeah, this past 5 seconds has been real nice, but I'm gonna.
And why is it like more weird if a guy asks you?
Yeah, no, I'm.
Because it's a feminine thing.
Yeah, I will give a girl more of a pass if she's the one asking, but if a guy you're on a date with asks that, that's concerning.
Like, yep. This has been really good. This has been great. Let's see.
Any
what do we
questions?
Have?
Do you think about what you dream about?
Wait,
what does that even mean?
Do I think about it in depth, like dream analysis?
I guess.
I do not do dream analysis.
No.
I think I do kind of believe that in general, like, you can have random dreams for sure, but a lot of times dreams are like unresolved things that you haven't figured out in your mind that you're trying to figure out or reflect on, or maybe trauma or whatever, and it like harkens to those things. But all that said, I really don't dream that much. When I do, I don't remember. It's like really hard for me. It's like really rare.
I dream every now and then, mainly nightmares, if we're being honest.
Oh. You have nightmares?
Kidnapped and moited.
Really?
I'm so serious.
Wait,
yeah.
How often?
That's so weird.
I don't know how often I have nightmares.
Sorry, that's not
but
weird.
It's more so than usual. Don't nightmare shame me.
I'm dream shaming you.
Dream shaming.
No, I'm just sorry. I'm just surprised because you're like so put together.
No, like as a kid, I would have nightmares like crazy, like nobody's business. Wake up in the middle of the night crying as a kid all the time, like a few times a week. And then I was like, I grew up, I was like, oh, it's not normal to have that many nightmares in your sleep. It's really not that
normal.
Have
you ever had the teeth note, you wake up with no teeth? I hear that's like a recurring dream that a lot of people have. I've never had it. I did when I was younger. This is funny. I had a recurring dream that I would wake up and crawl out of my bed and walk down the hallway. We had like a two-story house, and I'd be in my house in my dream, and I would straddle the rail on the stairs and slide down it, and then right before it had like a ball on the end of it, and right before I hit the ball on the end of it, I'd wake up and I'd be terrified. And I had that same dream like over and over
again.
What that says about me psychologically, no idea. Anyway, it doesn't happen anymore, thank God.
I'm a sleep apnea queen, so that's probably why I have nightmares.
What is that? Is that
you
when you can't breathe
machines?
And you sleep or something?
Yeah, that's where you can't breathe. I don't have a sleep machine, so I got my tonsils taken out when I was a kid or whatever because I kept like waking up in the night gasping for breath. And my theory is, okay, here's my theory. We're going to get into this. We're going to get into some medical theoretics here. I would stop breathing in my sleep. So I think my mind would conjure up a stressful nightmare to justify the lack of breath.
Oh.
And then every time I'd wake up from my nightmares, it would be with this big like gasp of like, oh, your body can't breathe. So it's like creating this like stress-induced dream for you so that by the end of it, you wake up and
it's
you
very
breathe
logical
again.
Way of viewing
yeah.
it.
I mean,
that's legit what I
that's
think
very,
is happening.
That's a very plausible theory.
Yes.
I can't think of another reason why that would be
there's
helpful.
Any doctors watching this right now. Please confirm or deny my theory. And if I'm right, give me my PhD right now.
Boom.
Okay. What are you impressively below average at?
Pool.
Impressively
pool?
Pool.
I'm good at pool.
See, I wish I was better at pool. Amala, you have to teach me.
I'm good at pool. I can teach you how to play pool, Spencer. Any day of the week. There's a billiards place.
Your amazing perfect boyfriend is a whiz at pool.
He's like a pool shark. He goes to pool tournaments and just kicks butt.
And you're like, okay, I can still beat you.
I'm okay. Like, I'm good for a girl. I'm good for a girl at pool is how I say. I'm like a medium range level for a woman.
Did you just say men and women are different and your standards are a little bit
I'll see myself out after that. Totally get it. Totally get what I've done wrong. And I apologize.
What are you guys below average at?
Well, I flexed before that I'm good at language, but I'm really bad at math. I'm I don't know if that's also because I moved around and I was like in a different like teaching system my sophomore year compared to my junior year compared to my middle school. I was in different countries and school systems and stuff. Or maybe I just suck and I'm dumb. So, you know, there's that possibility too. But yeah, the language, writing, all that came easy for me. But math, I'm it's just not my strong suit.
Wasn't mine
either. Average. What am I below average at? Just like sports in general. Sports.
Like playing sports or following sports?
Like, I'm good enough to where you could be like, oh, you're pretty good for a girl at all sports. That's about it. I'm like, I can throw the football. I can sometimes make the basketball in the hoop.
Sometimes.
I could hit the baseball if it was coming towards me. But at what rate? We don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like a 5-year-old boy who's really good at sports at my current age of 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your sports knowledge is
you're like if you
bad.
Were my 5-year-old son, this would be very impressive, Amala.
Yeah, we used to play a game on the old show when we'd have we'd show NFL logos or NBA logos and be like, okay, Amala, what's this team name?
I am embarrassingly bad.
Yeah.
Are we bringing that back? That's not the real question.
We should bring that back. We should bring that back. I would not know a single one, even ones that we've already gone over. I would miss
probably
again.
True. But it's fun to see which one, like what you come up with.
Yeah.
Like the Arkansas Armadillos.
Is that one she actually said?
Oh, I've said things like that. I've been like the Wisconsin Aardvarks. we come up with something. Toolmom 3990 says, love this podcast. Thank you so much for your super chat. We appreciate it.
I'm glad you guys like to hang out with us too, because it's been a long week. There was a lot of news stories. We almost did like a Clown World News roundup, which might have been just as entertaining, but it's just exhausting keeping up with this Clown World sometimes, and we want to escape from it. So hopefully you're enjoying escaping with us this Friday afternoon.
We have a lot of things coming up the pipeline that we can't tell you yet.
Yeah, very exciting things.
It's very, very exciting things, but we have to keep it hush. So I can't wait for you guys to find out about that. Unbelievable. So we've been devoting a lot of time to that this week. Okay, what was another one? Americans of Reddit. Why are you guys so loud?
Ooh. Yeah, we are pretty loud, aren't we?
It's kind of true. One thing I noticed when I was traveling through London and Paris, London as a city itself was quite loud, but it's like a metropolitan area. But when I'm talking to people, I'm like, why are you whispering? Why are you whispering? Talk to me. They are like, talk so low and then expect me to hear what they're saying. Same thing in Paris. Paris, actually, when we were going around, it wasn't August. So, you know, the streets of Paris are like dead in August because everybody goes on vacation, apparently. But so quiet. And everybody speaks so quietly. And I'm like, I just talk really, really loud. Is this an American thing?
Yeah, I guess.
It's an American thing, but also I feel like I talk really loud. You may talk loud. I think we all are just vocal people.
Yes. I think it's
American. Yeah, but I think Americans in general, like our culture is very much like fend for yourself, you know, go out there and like it's there's not all these like you must be extra polite type norm. I mean, if anything, the politeness is like make sure you have your manners and say please and thank you and like you know, be very and even those you're expected to like go out of your way to be loudly. Whereas like politeness there is like deferential.
I went to the South here in the United States for the first time last week and everybody is so nice, but they are very loud too. The Southern hospitality thing is real.
It is real.
They do yell it at you.
Yeah.
Southern hospitality, I miss it. Ain't no Southern hospitality around these parts here in LA.
No, people are mean in California. I'm not going to lie.
They kind of are.
But it's kind of like, I kind of get it after a while because
it's a rite of passage.
There's just so many people here that it's like, if you stopped to say hello to everyone in the street, you'd get nothing else done that day.
Yeah.
And also they might mug you or randomly attack you because they just got out of jail for the 12th time. So that's just the city.
Definitely come to LA.
Yeah, no, in the South it's like, you know your neighbors. You can go to their house. Like they'll take care of you. They'll watch your kids. Like not like that here at all.
You know, on this topic, one of my favorite comedies, like top 5 comedies of all time, Rush Hour. Okay.
Oh.
But the it works so well because of the juxtaposition of Chris Tucker being this like loud black man with the who kind of embodies like American culture in a lot of ways with Jackie Chan, who's like got the quiet Asian culture vibe going on, and juxtaposing those against each other in this movie, it just where it makes for great comedy.
Those are great movies.
Yeah. And Chris Tucker just he kills it, and Jackie Chan's just Jackie Chan. So I don't know. I just love those movies. But
last question, I think, for today.
Let's do it.
What's your own personal hell?
Oh.
Okay, this is it. Being on an elevator with strangers.
Really?
We've talked about this.
Yeah, we talk about this, like, in my apartment building. If I see someone else has, like, I can see, like, the next floor below me, and if I see someone else is, like, waiting to get on the elevator and I'm about to get on it, I will, like, I'll take the stairs. I will go down 5 flights of stairs just to not to have to stand next to another human being.
That's so funny. You're like
silence.
A normal, nice individual who is social.
No, I know.
You just don't want to talk to people or interact.
Yeah, but I actually watched the Matt Walsh video where he talked about this, but he talked about how, like, introverts despise, like, disingenuous conversations and, like, being inauthentic. And, like, we have a limited amount of emotional, or not emotional, but, like, social energy to give. And so you reserve that for, like, your when you actually want to speak your mind and be your authentic
self.
And when you have to expend that that social energy on like pleasantries, it's just like the worst and so exhausting. And so anyways, maybe I'm just a mean person and I just don't want to be around people, but I genuinely like I just don't like being in elevators with strangers if I don't have to.
So I'm the same way. I'm literally the same way. I will literally be like 20 flights of stairs, sign me up. I will literally walk over, I will listen into the hallway and be like, does it sound like somebody's on the elevator? And then I will go up the stairs.
Yeah, no, I'd rather you like see that I pushed the button and then you see me see that you pushed the button too and now I'm going to walk away and you watch me. I'd rather like just that's less awkward to me than being on the elevator with you.
Like, I guess it's leg day, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Because
I'm a steps in.
I just hate, okay, even if you're standing in the elevator and you guys don't talk to each other, it's just so uncomfortable. And then it's like, the elevator opens and you're like, elevator's open. Or like, have a good day. Or you're like, you do the little thing. And then if it's small talk, it's like, I got in the elevator, dude. I got trapped in my own personal hell, in Taylor's own personal hell, straight up yesterday, trying to come to work, leaving my apartment, get in the elevator, and this guy's in the elevator, and I didn't see him until the door was fully open, so I'm like, okay, I gotta get in this elevator. And I stood there, and he, like, looked up like he was gonna say something, and then looked down again and didn't say anything, and I was like...
I know, I'm like, just don't.
And then... He starts to talk and he starts to say like it's really hot in here. He goes like it's really hot and then the elevator door the elevator door opens. So he just stops mid-sentence and I walk.
That's really funny.
Let's just not pretend this never happened.
But when there's strangers, you just, I feel like you if I'm in the elevator, I don't talk to the people in the elevator. I don't know what this guy wants. He just wanted to start talking.
I know. Bizarre. It's like they can't handle the awkward tension, so I just feel they need to say something, and I'm like, just don't.
See, everybody else is saying, no, I will take the elevator.
Yeah, I just put a poll on YouTube, by the way.
Like, maybe we're weird, but
72% of you would just be on the elevator and be fine.
Yeah. Good for you, guys. Good for you.
72. My personal living hell would be, growing up here in Los Angeles, traffic is horrible, as you guys know.
That's true.
But seeing that I can move... Just to move 2 miles will take an hour and a half on a Friday afternoon. That's my living hell. Knowing that I could get there in 10 minutes, but it's taken an hour and a half simply because there's too many people in this damn city.
You know what else is the worst too? When like, okay, you're like do the right thing and get in the far right lane to take the exit that you're supposed to take. And then you start seeing everyone coming in, putting their blinker on, cutting in front, going wait, like you did the right thing. You got in the lane at the proper time and they're cutting over at the last minute. That is my personal hell. I go insane. And when I drive with my wife, she like doesn't like me to there's wolves and sheep on the road, you know, and you're either going to be taken advantage of or you're going to be the person who does the mean thing and cuts in front of people or whatever. And if I'm by myself, I'll do that. My wife will be like, don't do it. It freaks her out. Yeah. So I'll just have to like submit and like do the sheep thing and get in line and just wait and watch everyone. And my blood vessels are like bursting out of my eyeballs watching this happen. But it's fine. That's my personal hell.
Entire hour just on how bad traffic and drivers are.
Yeah, this is 100%.
And I know full well that I contribute to it as well.
Man, I don't know what my personal hell is. I just think it's like little inconveniences happening to me over and over on any given day. You know, like you try to walk through the door and your belt loop gets caught on, like your pants loop gets caught on it. And then you turn on the sink and the water's too hot. And then you try to talk to somebody and they're like, what's your star sign? That would be like my personal hell on a loop. Wow. On a loop.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah. Minor inconveniences.
Your belt loop getting caught on something?
You've never had, like, when you're walking through, like, your bag gets caught on the door handle or, like, your jacket or whatever. And
that's such a
like,
small thing.
No, when you're having a bad day, right? And then, like,
you're getting into girl territory here.
This just happened today.
When you're having a bad day, right, okay, and everything's not going your way, and you get home and try to walk through the door and, like, something gets caught or, like, you drop your keys, I'm like, this is it.
Like, the universe is against me.
This is the episode that I was talking about where, like, men need to control their urges, women need to control their emotions.
Yes.
I will have a bad day, drop my keys, and be like, this is the end of my life.
Just cry.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to go to sleep now for the rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, I do not, I would never think that. I'd be like, oh, I got my belt loop, you know, whatever. But I kind of get where you're coming from, having been married for a year, like understanding how women's brains work.
Yeah. Somebody said Amala's personal hell is parallel parking, and you're legit right.
True.
That's another thing too.
My personal hell is being in a car while Amala parallel parks.
Yeah, that's actually right. Parallel parking while there's like 10 other cars waiting to get past you. That is my personal hell.
And people in LA will honk consistently until you fully get in the space too.
Yeah, my first time learning how to drive stick shift. Was with my mom's boyfriend at the time, right? And he's teaching me how to drive stick. And as a man would, was like relentless about like not letting me get out of the situation. So I'm driving up to the intersection and the car stalls. I'm like, oh no, no. There's like 15 cars behind me and the car, I try to start it up again and the car stalls. And I'm like screaming. I'm like, get up and come to the other side of the car and make the car go. He's like, nope. This is how you're going to learn how to drive stick shift. This is how you're going to learn. And I had to sit there.
And that's why you're so successful and resilient today.
And that's why I have car anxiety about everything that I do in a car when people are watching me.
It's a fine line between like toughening you up and traumatizing you. Yeah. That's an interesting topic to explore one day, like parenting. Yeah. Like, how do you draw the line between like, oh yeah, they'll figure it out, and like,
I just
that total trauma.
I'm traumatized.
I just scarred them for life.
Yeah.
I'm a stick shift scarred for life.
Well,
but I can drive stick shift.
I actually can't.
That.
So you have that on me.
Either, so
yeah,
you
you're more masculine than us.
Am I toxically masculine?
Don't tell Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We're you got not top G's on the podcast with you. Can't drive a stick shift.
Anything else to talk about, guys? Anything else to add before we close out on Fun Friday?
Monday's
Any
Labor
musings?
Day. That's it.
Monday's Labor Day. Any advice to give to the people?
I mean, I think they should share with us what their Labor Day weekend plans are. Don't be as specific as I was, but
don't literally tell
internet.
People on the internet where you're going to be and what time.
If you can
time.
Pick me out of the crowd at the Hollywood Bowl, I will give you kudos.
How large is the Hollywood Bowl? It can't be that difficult.
It's a large
very
venue.
Large.
Creepy people are dedicated.
Taylor's
tall, I mean?
But it is a very large venue.
Also, you like have to buy a ticket to find me there. So
yeah.
Don't ever underestimate what people are willing to do on the internet.
Anyways. Tell us what you're doing,
yeah.
But not where you are, because that's weird.
Exactly. I will be chilling in my apartment, which is in an undisclosed location.
And
it will forever be an undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and just chilling with us for nearly an hour. Have a fantastic 3-day weekend. So glad to learn it's a freaking 3-day weekend, guys. And maybe I'll start keeping up to date with my federal holidays. If you guys like this, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we go live and every single time we post a video. Typically, we're live from 3 p.m. Pacific to 6 p.m. Eastern. Plus, you can sign up for our email list. You'll get updates when our newest videos come out. You'll get to go back and forth with us, maybe join our own private Discord, get to know when merch is coming out, get discounts on said merch or whatever it happens to be, my clothing line, my shop, whatever. When that becomes a thing of creation. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching. Have a fantastic 3-day weekend, and we'll see you when you get back. Bye.
Peace.